In Vermont. That was written by Carl Zweistorf and John Blackburn in 1944 and recorded that year with the orchestra of Billy Butterfield, the vocalist Margaret Whiting. Today's anniversary of the birth of Donald Mills. He was the youngest of the Mills brother. He was the lead tenor of the group, born this day in 1915. Here are the Mills brothers with a hit from 1944.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all
dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone, and it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them, I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
The Mills Brothers sang Paper Doll. As I say, I played that one because today is the anniversary of the birth of the youngest of the Mills Brothers, Donald Mills. Thank you. Had I been scheduled to be broadcasting on Wednesday, I would have played that recording then, because the title of the song was One Morning in May. It was a composition of Hoagy Carmichael. It was played by two American musicians, Ralph Sutton and Milt Hinton, and the Barnard Brothers, the Australian Barnard Brothers, Bob Barnard on trumpet and Len Barnard on drums. A recording made in 1983. The next two songs are songs for which the lyrics were written by Bob Russell.
Ballerina dance and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl, and just ignore the chair empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As round and round you go, so ballerina dance, dance, said his love must wait its turn. You wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As round and round you go, so ballerina dance, 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 dance,
door that have asked me about you. boy. Awfully different without you. You don't get around much anymore.
Russell wrote the lyrics for those two songs, Ballerina. That was performed by Vaughan Munro and his band, a hit in 1944. And in 1944, the Ink Spots and Duke Ellington had a hit record of Don't Get Around Much Anymore. I played the recording by Teresa Brewer. Let's move forward into the early 1960s now.
Thank you. could smile for a while. But I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wish me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, 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 crying. Me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do?
Orbison and Joe Melson wrote Crying. It topped the Australian hit parades in that recording by Roy Orbison in 1963. And the Drifters had a hit in 1961 with Stand By Me, written by Jerry Lieber, Mike Stoller and Ben E. King. The big hit was by Ben E. King in 1961. It's time for me to introduce my singer of renown for this week. Today's singer is an Australian soprano, born in Broken Hill, christened June Goff, and I guess that's sufficient clue for you to know that we knew her as June Bronhill. She studied music at the Sydney Conservatorium, went to London in 1954 for the Sadler's Wells Company and sang in opera and operetta, and then she was a sensation singing in The Merry Widow. Came to Australia in 1960, and one of her great performances in Australia was in The Sound of Music, and here's a recording made in Melbourne in 1961 with the orchestra of the Princess Theatre in Melbourne, June Bronhill, The Sound of Music.
Pause.
June Bronhill, my singer of renown for this week, sang the title song of The Sound of Music, written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. From a singer who was a star of the stage in Britain and in Australia, let's hear from a singer who performed in many Broadway musicals, Barbara Cook.
The coffee is steaming, all the while I'm dreaming, when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes bacon, so that's what I'm making when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and chummy right from the start. When I want his tummy, I want his heart. My baby is happy, no wonder he's happy when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Morning, I'll be getting up. Morning, I'll be setting up a tiny table for two. Breakfast, I'll be making his breakfast while he's taking a shave and a shower. My happy hour, my baby is happy. No wonder he's happy when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Yes, sir. I'm baking a biscuit, he's willing to risk it when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. While wiping the dishes, what if he breaks a few dishes when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love? I serve a plate of steaming oatmeal, but hors d'oeuvre. Who the heck wants oatmeal sprinkled with salt? To prove that he's grateful, he eats a big plateful and faints right after breakfast with the one he loves. To prove that he's grateful, he eats a big plateful and faints right after breakfast with the one he loves.
Barbara Cook sang Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love, written in 1930 by Billy Rose and Henry Tobias. Before Richard Rodgers began to collaborate with Oscar Hammerstein II in the early 1940s, his main songwriting partner was lyric writer Lorenz Hart. In 1928, they wrote the score for a show called Present Arms, and here's Tony Bennett singing one of the songs from Present Arms.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. Lock all the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. So hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock all the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Tiny Bennett sang You Took Advantage of Me, written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart in 1928. In 1949, one of the many movie musicals that reached the screen was Easter Parade. It included 17 songs which Irving Berlin had written over the years. One of them, of course, was Easter Parade. I'm not going to play that, but I think you'll enjoy a couple of selections that I've made from the motion picture Easter Parade.
We're a couple of swells. We stop at the best hotels, but we prefer the country far away from the city smells. We're a couple of sports, the pride of the tennis courts. In June, July, and August, we look cute when we're dressed in shorts.
The Vanderbilts have asked us up for tea.
We don't know how to get there, no siree,
no siree.
We would drive up the avenue, but we haven't got the price. We would skate up the avenue, but there isn't any ice.
We would ride on a bicycle, but we haven't got a bike.
So we'll walk up the avenue,
yes, we'll walk up the avenue,
and to walk up the avenue's what we love.
Wall Street bankers are we, with plenty of currency. We'd open up the safe, but we forgot where we put the key.
We're the favorite lads of girls in the picture ads.
We'd like to tell you who we kissed last night, but we can't be cats.
The Vanderbilts are waiting at the club.
But how are we to get there? That's the rub.
That's the rub.
We would sail up the avenue, but we haven't got a yacht.
We would drive up the avenue, but the horse we had was shot.
We would ride on a trolley car, but we haven't got the fare.
So we'll walk up the avenue,
yes, we'll walk up the avenue,
yes, we'll walk up the avenue till we're there.
And here's Buddy Clark.
Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up for tonight. Stepping out with my honey, can't be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. There'll be smooth sailing, 'cause I'm trimming my sail. In my top hat, white tie and my tail. Stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be, the big day may be tonight. There'll be smooth sailing, 'cause I'm trimming my sail. In my top hat, a white tie and my tail. I'm stepping out with my baby, can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be, the big day may be tonight.
two songs from the movie Easter Parade, both written by Irving Berlin. The first was A Couple of Swells, sung in the film and brilliantly performed, a great choreography, Fred Astaire and Judy Garland. And then Buddy Clark made a recording for the US Armed Forces Radio Service of another Irving Berlin song from Easter Parade, Stepping Out with My Baby, and he did another one.
When I dance with you, that trip to heaven till the dance is through, with no one else do the heavens seem quite so near. Why does it happen, dear? Only cheeks together can be so divine, but only when those cheeks are yours and mine. I've danced with dozens of others the whole night through, but the thrill that comes with spring, when anything could happen, that only happens with you. It only happens when I dance with you. That trip to heaven till the dance is through, with no one else do the heavens seem quite so near. Why does it happen, dear? Only with you. Two cheeks together can be so divine, but only when those cheeks are yours and mine. I've danced with dozens of others the whole night through, but the thrill that comes with spring, when anything could happen, that only happens with you.
In the motion picture Easter Parade, Fred Astaire sang It Only Happens When I Dance With You. That recording was by Buddy Clark.
If you stay, I'll make your day. Like- we'll sail the sun, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees and worship the wind. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, as I know you will, you must tell the world to stop turning till you return again. If you ever do, for what good is love without loving you? Can I tell you now, as you turn to go, I'll be dying slowly till the next hello. If you go away, ne me quitte pas. If you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, if you go away, if you go away.
And everything I've got, woo, it's not a lot, but
Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart wrote Everything I've Got. It was sung by Blossom Dearie. And then Lana Cantrell, or before that, Lana Cantrell, sang If You Go Away, music by Jacques Brel and English lyrics by Rod McEwen. Lana Cantrell recorded that in the USA in 1967. Minstrelsy was an important part of entertainment in the USA in the 19th century. In April of 1846, Edwin Christie introduced his Christie Minstrels, and in the 1960s, a group called the New Christie Minstrels had a hit with Green Green. Do you remember?
See, I'm gone. You know there ain't no woman gonna settle me down. I just gotta be traveling on. I'm singing.
Green, green, it's green they say on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Now there ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna tell me how to spend my time. I'm just a good-loving, rambling man. Say, buddy, can you spare me a dime? Hear me crying, it's a
green, green, it's green they say on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Yeah, I don't care when the sun goes down where I lay my weary head. Green, green valley or rocky road, I'm gonna make my bed easy now.
Green, green, it's green they say on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Everybody, I wanna hear it now.
Green, green, it's green they say on the far side of the hill.
The New Christie Minstrels, Green Green.